On the aptly named European Square outside the Cabinet of Ministers building in Kiev, anti-government protesters clashed with police. Tear gas was fired in an attempt to contain growing anger over President Viktor Yanukovych's decision to call off a political deal with the European Union scheduled for next week. The so-called association agreement promised closer political and trade relations with EU countries. But Kiev admits it's not ready to cut ties with neighboring Russia, who want Ukraine to join its customs union together with Belarus and Kazakhstan. It's a prospect, though, not everyone in Ukraine supports, prompting protesters to take to the streets over the weekend in numbers not seen since the 2004 Orange Revolution. Oleg Rybachuk is an ex-vice prime minister for European integration and one of the main opposition rally organizers in Kiev.
First, we had like 50 people at night, then hundreds, then thousands. Today we have again thousands. But yesterday, three major political parties also called for a rally to support EU. And yesterday we had around 100,000 people in the street.
He says many feel betrayed by President Yanukovych's U-turn.
I'm ready to commit whatever was discussed. I'm going to Vilnius to sign the agreement. And then suddenly, last minute, this crazy decision of the government that this agreement with EU is the threat to national security. It's psycho incomprehensible. No one is buying that. The people are actually furious.
Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych is already under fire for the imprisonment of former leader Yulia Tymoshenko. She's seeking treatment in Germany for back problems, and her release was one of the preconditions for the deal set by the EU. But there's been additional pressure from Moscow, who've threatened to cut off Ukraine's gas supplies and impose trade restrictions if it joined the Western Bloc. On Monday, European Commission and Council President José Manuel Barroso and Herman Van Rompuy criticized Russia's actions in their joint statement read by spokeswoman Pia Archangilde.
We believe that short-term considerations should not override the long-term benefits that this partnership would bring, and the two presidents take note also that Ukrainian citizens have again shown these last days that they fully understand and embrace the historic nature of the European Association. Continuing, we therefore strongly disapprove of the Russian position.
The door to the EU, though, they say, remains open. The question now is how far this political tug of war has dented Yanukovych's re-election prospects. Internal polls reveal more than half of his party supporters are pro-EU, a substantial voter base he may have just lost forever. Though the subject of EU integration is not going away anytime soon and may well dominate political campaigns in the run-up to elections next year. Sandra Gatman, Brussels.